to Mr. Biz Radio, Biz Talk for Biz Owners. If you're ready to stop faking the funk and take your business onward and upward, this show is for you. And now, here's Mr. Biz, Ken Wentworth.
All right, welcome to another episode of Mr. Biz Radio with me, Mr. Biz, Ken Wentworth. And we are going to talk about something, and I got to tell you guys hear me say it all the time. I'm a self-professed, self-proclaimed numbers nerd. You guys have all heard me say that a million times, and it is the truth. You can ask Mrs. Biz, you can ask anyone that's around me pretty often. My brain is always clicking around numbers. And so because of that, I cannot believe we've never done a show in our 7+ years doing the show on numerology. So you guys have probably seen this too. I've seen the videos, I've seen some different things. I read tons and tons of books. Everyone, you guys hear me talk about that all the time. Until our guest, I've never read a book about numerology. And I read the books and I'm like, oh my gosh, we got to get this guy on the show because this is going to be fascinating. I'm very much looking forward to it. Our guest this week, Jesse Kalsi, is a world-renowned numerologist. He specializes in residential and business numerology and provides valuable insight on the power of numbers and how they affect our lives. In his books, The Power of Home Numbers and All About Numbers, he combines his Eastern upbringing with his Western experience to bring awareness and understanding of this phenomenon. As if that wasn't interesting enough to have Jesse on the show, he's a successful real estate broker by trade. He's also a certified Federal Aviation Administration flight instructor and holds a commercial pilot's license. He received his bachelor's degree in India and holds an LLM in international legal studies from Golden Gate University in San Francisco, California. Jesse, welcome to Mr. Biz Radio.
Hey, it's great to be here, Ken. Thank you.
Yeah. So again, I told you before we came on the air, I just mentioned it. I've been fascinated to have you on the show since going through your books. Again, The Power of Home Numbers and All About Numbers. We'll talk about it. We'll put them in the show notes as well.
Sure.
Before we start digging all that, and what we want to do, so everyone knows we always pick the brain of our expert during the last segment. And what I want to do as we talk through numerology, what it means, and we're going to talk about a bunch of different aspects of that during the show. But in the third segment, we're going to have Jesse tell us how to use numerology to be more successful. How can we harness some of this energy and this vibration in the universe and become more successful? Before we get into all that, though, Jesse, tell us a little bit about your journey.
Great. So my background, as you know, was the Indian Army. I'm a veteran from the Indian Army, and I served the armed forces in the infantry for almost 9 years. And so in the year 1988, I took premature retirement. And for reasons that are kind of very political, India is a very divided society. So, and then, my destiny, my karma was calling me here to America. And I had some relatives here. My aunt lived in Houston, Texas at the time. And so she sponsored me and I arrived here. And then from there, with my a little money that I had, I attended a flight school in Meacham, Texas, close to Dallas. Yeah. So I got there at a school called Acme School of Aeronautics, which I always remember very fondly. And then that's where I got my private rating, my instrument, and my commercial pilot. And then what happened is, all the money was gone, but it went at the right place. And then it's kind of very hard to be in America, right? And be broke at a time, right? And yeah. When you just wouldn't know what to do, right? What do you do? What did I do? Where did I come? And so you can't look back, right? You just can't look back. So then, I'll be honest with you, I just followed my intuition. And I had this very strong calling, something kept telling me when I was wrapping up at Meacham Field in Texas to, call this one gentleman. He's no more now. He was a big rancher up here in Yuba City. I never knew him, I never met him, but I just happened to call him and I told him that, I've come from India and I was a captain in the Indian Army. I've done this to a stranger, right? And so he asked me a few questions. He said, why don't you come down here and then let me see what I can do for you. And it was just on that one call to a stranger, right, that I got in a Greyhound bus and all the way from, Houston through the mountains, Arizona, and they ended up here in a place called Yuba City, which is a kind of a popular farming, peach growing region. And then it was here that, I really struggled. I had a very, very rough time. I didn't know what to do. And I was, odd end jobs here and there. And And then, so what happened one day, you know, I was at the Sikh temple in Yuba City, and there was this one priest. He crossed over too. He was not there. So he's looked at my face and he was kind of wondering, why is this man here? And he says that he's an ex-military guy and this and that. And, you know, people are just suspicious, right? They don't know who you are because they have no background on you. So we were just walking around the Sikh temple, and there's some cars parked outside. So I looked at those cars and I said, oh, you know, look at the car number, and that number should be this, and that this person would be this. And then he was looking at my face. He said, wondering what does this guy know that, you know, there's something that he knows that could be very interesting. So being a priest, right? So he called me to his quarters and we discussed numbers and everything with him, right? He was very fascinated. And he said, oh, why don't you make some, you know, regard some information with me? And then what happened? I gave him the information, whatever he asked me. And then as his congregation would gather, you know, before his private audience, he was started sharing numbers with them. But then he was very kind, though. So I told him, I mean, I'm pretty much, you know, broke. I have no, you know, nothing at all other than my commercial pilot's license, and I can't look back. He says, oh, don't worry, you know, we'll take care of you. He says, I mean, I have this one gentleman I know. He's a local lawyer here, and I will. We'll arrange the money for you to pay this legal counsel, right? And we can see how we can legalize you, because I was here on a valid legal visa. And so, but my point is, see, at that time, walking with somebody and just pointing at cars, a stranger, and suddenly talking about numbers, and a door open, right? A door open. And this Sikh temple had the address. It was a moon energy, a moon address, which always worked for me, which I realized many years later, right? So the door opened there, and magically, you know, things started falling in place. And then, by the grace of God, I got legalized through this legal counsel, and I was just very grateful, right? But that, like I said earlier, was because of my knowledge of numbers, and that just kind of jumped in, and the guides kind of helped me. But then, soon after that, you know, I had to move to a different area. So I looked at the map, and I thought San Leandro here in the Bay Area would be a good city based on the numbers. So then I ended up in San Leandro, and then luckily I got a number 27 on an apartment, and a gentleman co-signed for me. And it was here in this apartment that I completed my CFI, my flight instructor's rating, right? And it was very hard at that time. I was working as a security guard, then working at a company here in the Silicon Valley. And then, you know, washing cars at an auto auction, and then, and also working at some restaurants, right? So I did everything possible, right? And I pushed myself to get my CFI, and I was so thrilled that day I got it, right? I was so excited. And then after that, I know I instructed at a school here, which is no more now. Up here, it was owned by a gentleman called Bill and another gentleman. They sold it and left. And so I was there for almost close to 18 months. And then I realized that, you know, I need to do something better. So I need to make more money to, you know, upgrade my life. And then by the grace of God, I got into real estate. I got my real estate license, and then I got my broker's license, and things kept changing as things moved forward. But numerology was a very, very important part of all that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it sounds like that. Just your knowledge opened those doors. And
Yes.
you know, Jesse, what I hear throughout that story is what I call consistent perseverance. You were here and you were not looking back. You're like, I'm going to figure this out. And clearly you did. And you're very successful now. Again, we're talking with Jesse Kelsey. You can follow him on Facebook and Instagram. We're going to come back after the break of the Mr. Biz Tip of the Week and find out how Jesse got into numerology more formally.
Attention, Mr. Biz Nation. We have an exclusive offer just for you. Get lifetime access to scarcity countdown timers and logic links for only $69. Yes, you heard it right. Only $69. These tools will add urgency to your email campaigns and website pages, helping you increase conversions, sales, and capture more leads. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Visit getpulsetools.com now and take your business to new heights.
Got a question for Mr. Biz you want answered on air? Email it to info@MrBizSolutions.com. Now, once again, here's Mr. Biz.
All right, welcome back to the show. It is time for Mr. Biz Tip of the Week. And this week's tip, after hearing Jesse's story of immigrating to the country and his consistent perseverance, it's very fitting, actually. And the tip this week is take the risk. Business is, I say this all the time, business is like the UFC. It's like MMA, meaning that no one goes undefeated. I don't care what successful person you look up, Elon Musk, Mark Cuban, Bill Gates, Howard Schultz. I mean, you just, Oprah Winfrey, like all these different people, they have all failed many times, most of them many, many times. You're not going to go undefeated. Take the risk, jump in, make it happen, figure out what you did wrong, do it better the next time. Take the risk is this week's tip. Don't be afraid to do that. And that's coming from a CFO guy, right? I manage risk for a living, but it's very, very important, especially as an entrepreneur. You got to be willing to do that. Our guest this week, Jesse, obviously was willing to do that. So Jesse, getting back into this, you know, you come to the country, you figure it out, you become a citizen, you're a flight instructor. How did you get more formally, and you're a real estate broker, commercial real estate broker, how did you get more formally into numerology enough to where you wrote not one, but two books about it?
Yeah. So what happened, you know, so when I got into in the real estate and I got my broker's license in 1995 in the state of California. And then gradually as I got into property, right? So I would, discuss numbers with clients and home numbers. And so some initial, you know, buyers that worked through me, right? Their equities, they made huge equities. I just in a short period of time, a couple of years, they're, you know, huge equity here in the Bay Area. And then the word kind of spread slowly, right? But I wouldn't openly advertise and say, you know, you come and buy, come work with me and then I'll tell you this. I was just kind of very quiet about it, but my clients kind of trusted me, you know? And so it just went when I ended up closing like more than 200 escrows, right? It just went up and up and up, right? And I'm so grateful to God that whatever information I gave them, it all worked with them. And then that is how these books were born. And then I'll tell you something very interesting. So what happened one time when I was in my office here in Fremont, California, and this one gal came to see me, right? It was raining outside. So she walks in she owned a radio station here locally. And so she comes, she consults with me, and then she suddenly gets very upset. I said, what did I say? She said, oh, you know what? My husband is also from the Fiji Islands and he wears a turban like you. And he's, you know, he's made my life hell and all that. You know, and I was wondering, I mean, your husband wears a turban. And then, I mean, she was upset on her husband, but she came to consult with me. And then she left. She paid me for my time and everything. But what happened, interestingly, when she got into a car, right? She called a radio station, and that was Bonnie Colleen Sing Beyond here in San Francisco, a very popular station up in the early 2000, right, 21. And so then Bonnie called me. She said, one of my listeners called me, and she's mentioned that you are into numerology, and would you be able to come or do a little segment with us? And so then she called me again one time, and then she did a kind of a pre-interview to ask me questions and all that. And she said, okay, fine, Jesse, you come over. So it's a time here in San Francisco, the studio there, and that's how it happened. So when I got to the studio, right, I had never ever been on a radio station, and that was like, you know, morning traffic time, Bay Area, right? Everybody was listening to me calling. So she said, "You come over, we'll ask you a few questions, and you know, that's it." So when my turn came and I entered the studio, right, and so she fully announced, oh, Jesse Kelsey is here and you talk about numbers, and guys, if you have any questions, please call, right? I said, oh my God, she's putting me on, right? And the whole world is listening, right? You know, and I was a little nervous at the time, but I just kind of kept myself together. And so the first call was very interesting, right? So this gal calls, she had a British accent. And so she calls and I asked her, what's your date of birth and where do you live, your residence or dwelling? So she said, oh, I live in an apartment number 16 and I've just come from the UK and I'm working here and blah, blah. So then I quickly responded. I said, you know what, let me tell you, you have some issues, you know, waist downwards, which is, you know, your second chakra to your feet chakra, right? Something is, you know, there's a health challenge there. And so the moment I said that, right, she said, oh my God, this is so true, you know. So I said, my God, what happened? So the host, and so she intervened, she said, oh, so what did he say that is so true? She said, oh, you know, I have to leave to London tomorrow to get operated for some kind of a, you know, female-related surgery, right? And so that's how the doors open, right? So the universe said, you know what, here, you know, the first caller, right, it's a home run, and then we open the gates for you, right? You go now. And then after that, I'm telling you, people called and called, and Bonnie put me on, God knows, innumerable shows in the Bay Area, right? All live, you know, it's all go, sit down the studio, all lines open, people call, right? And so that is how these books, you know, were born. So I was kind of documenting everything, you know, everything I was documenting. Then I soon after I ended up at here at Crown 4 Television. The gentleman Pat Patton was a program director. Actually, his friend I worked with, you know, she'd moved from Seattle here. And then I helped her with some sales, and also she insisted that I come and meet this gentleman at the studio. And because, you know, I just talked to her over the phone, and I, you know, if you haven't met somebody personally, you know them personally, you know, you're a little, you know, reluctant to go, you know, suddenly go and jump someplace. So then my wife said, so what? So my wife went with me, and she was right. It was Crown 4 in San Francisco on Van Ness Avenue, right on the sixth floor, and right in the program director's office. And this gal was there, and she absolutely insisted. She said, you know what? You have to put him on the air, right? He has to be on this. But then he was also very reluctant. You know, his name was Pat Patton. Pat was very reluctant. He says, oh, my God, this guy with the turbo, he's going to talk about numerology and, you know, 5-6 million people, you know, watch this on a Saturday morning, right? So that kind of dragged for a few months, right? 2 or 3 months. And then, and I think he was doing a background check on me, you know. I mean, I don't blame him. And he told me later that's exactly what he did. And then one morning he calls me. He says, Jesse, you know what? Tomorrow, Saturday, be here for the morning news, you know, we'll put you in the air, right? And so that's how that, but that is so mystical again. See, I consulted someone who knew the right person here, and then she insisted that I have to be there, and I did, right? And that was so interesting to be on just like a short segment, 7 minutes on television. And soon after that, then of course, many, many good things happened, and I'm so grateful for that. And then they just kept going and going, and then there was media from, I mean, radio, and God knows how many stations I've already been on in the last 20 years, and you know, a lot of interesting people, a lot of very, very famous people who've trusted me, you know, with their readings, you know, and I am so grateful. Yeah.
Well, so I have to ask you, Jesse, we've only got about a minute left in the segment, but I'm very much an attention to detail guy. I have to ask. So you're telling a story that's from, you know, whatever, 20 plus years ago. Yeah. And you specifically mentioned it was on the sixth floor. I got to feel like there's some sort of numerology meaning there. Is there something there with the sixth floor?
Yeah, six. That is actually one of my lucky numbers. See, six represents the energy of Venus, right? And Venus has a lot to do with the media as well. And that energy, of course, it flows with my basic energy as well. So, you know, so it is about, we can talk more in the, I mean, as we move forward. But then what I practice is the Eastern tradition of numerology, right, which I would explain to you a little more in detail and how that works, you know, because there are many schools of numerology, like we all know. You know, we have the Hebrews have a system, the Chinese have a system, the Greeks have a system, we have something in the North Americas here, East Indians have a system, right? So, but I use the East Indian tradition, and then I'll tell you more about it and how I use that.
Okay, awesome. Looking forward to it. So we're going to hit a break here, guys. Again, you can find out more. You can follow Jesse on Facebook and Instagram. We'll come back, and we're going to dig into how to use numerology to be more successful.
How would you like to have direct access to Mr. Biz to help you run your business more profitably and more efficiently? At MrBizSolutions.com, you get live access to not only Mr. Biz, but also several of his hand-picked and trusted business experts, each with 20-plus years of experience to help you optimally manage and grow your business. That's just the start of where Mr. Biz Solutions begins. Learn more at MrBizSolutions.com. That's MrBizSolutions.com.
Attention, Mr. Biz Nation. We have an exclusive offer just for you. Get lifetime access to scarcity countdown timers and logic links for only $69. Yes, you heard it right. Only $69. These tools will add urgency to your email campaigns and website pages, helping you increase conversions, sales, and capture more leads. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Visit GetPulseTools.com now and take your business to new heights.
Check out all three of Mr. Biz's best-selling books at MrBizBooks.com. Now, once again, here's Mr. Biz.
All right, welcome back to the show. How many of you are absolutely been crushed by healthcare costs recently? I shouldn't even say recently. It's been over the last several years, not just super recent, but several years. If that's the case, I want to mention this to you. I'm working with a couple of different clients with this new company. It's not a new company. They've been in business, I think, 6 or 7 years now. But They have 500 plus pricing options, starting at only $73 a month for individuals and $378 a month for families. It's a nonprofit insurance, health insurance company. There's no obligation. If you want to kick the tires, check it out a little bit. Go out to MrBizHealth.com. That's MrBizHealth.com. Again, I'm not affiliated with them. They just picked that because they knew Mr. Biz. They picked that, bought that domain because they knew our listeners and viewers would, that would resonate with them with having Mr. Biz in it. But again, talk to Rachel. She'll walk you through that, at least get you some information. If you're curious at all, go and check that out. What I've found so far has been absolutely amazing. And so I wanted to pass that along to you. I'm not an affiliate. I don't get paid by them or anything like that, but I wanted to mention that, MrBizHealth.com. All right. So Jesse, let's get into this a little bit. What are some ways, and I know we've only got, you know, 7 or 8 minutes here, but what are some ways, practical ways that our viewers, our listeners can begin to embrace numerology to lead a better life, to be more successful?
Okay, absolutely. Great question. So let me quickly tell you the tradition that I practice is the Vedic tradition. And what happens in this practice of numerology, we associate numbers and planetary energy. Let's say, for example, basic numerology goes from number 1 to 9, and then each number has a planet which associates with it. So like number 1 is Sun, or 9 is Mars, or 6 is Venus, or 5 is Mercury, or 4 is Uranus, 7 is Neptune. So it's like that. And so So what happens, we look at the basic energy, which is the date of birth that starts from there. Then from there, I calculate the basic numbers, the basic planetary energy. And the rest is about harmonizing frequency, right? Harmonizing energy. So I'll give you my example, right? So I'm born on April the 3rd of some year. And my basic energy vibrates with numbers 3s and number 9s, because Mars kind of rules me. And then number 3 is Jupiter energy. And that is the reason where I wear this color on my turban all the time. And I wear certain crystals too, which, you know, match my frequency. So it's about harmonizing. And now, my name, my popular name, Jesse Kelsey Vibrational, is tuned to my frequency on my Mars energy. And the code that is used for the listeners is called the Keldian code. I mean, it's online. You can get that code. That is the popular East Indian code that I use. And so it's all about harmonizing energy. So you have to first, you know, harmonize your basic energy, you personally, your name has to vibrate properly with you. And then if you have a business, your business name has to, you know, work, be in tune with the kind of business you are in, right? So it's like that. Then your residence, your home is very important. Your business, the way you do your business is also very important. You know, and the colors you wear, I mean, the kind of car you drive, your phone number, right? Of course, Social Security cannot be changed. It's there forever. But those numbers also affect your energy. And so understanding and harmonizing. And there is something called as number patching, which is my trademark. And that is about, adding small numbers to existing numbers to shift the energy. Let's say, for example, I'll give you one quick example. Let's say, for example, you know, someone's living in a house number 108 or 180 or something like that. So now see, 1 and 8 is Sun. 1 is Sun and 8 is Saturn. So this combination will always, you know, contradict one another. And I can tell you, I mean, if you can look around and ask, if you see this number anywhere, 1 and 8 or 8 and 1 the other way, it'll always bring things in like, you know, cuts, injuries, accident, family court, legal trouble, separation, divorce. But if you are in law enforcement, you work for the police, or you work for the FBI, or you work for, you know, some law enforcement agency, or if you're a doctor, you're a surgeon, nurse, whatever, right? You'll prosper professionally, but personally, you'll have a challenging life, right? So this is just one example. So it is very important to stay within your own numbers, you know, your own numbers. Now, where I live right now, I live in a apartment number V27. I've lived here for a while, and then my other properties in the past have had, you know, similar Mars energy. But that doesn't mean that it would work for everybody. No, it's not one shoe fit all. It's different for everybody. You know, as these numbers increase. Now, say, for example, if I tell you, okay, listen, number 6 is a great number for you. And so you call me back and say, hey, Jesse, you know, I found this property here in Dallas, and this property is a huge mansion. I got a good deal on it, and I bought it for like $4 million. And the number was, 4848, right? And you told me that number 6 is a good number for me. So I said, 4848 is 12 and 12, 24. And then, that's the 6. So I just grabbed it, right? So, well, did you do the right thing? No, you did not do the right thing, because see what happens is 4s and 8s, right, is Uranus and Saturn. Whenever they come together, they never work well. It's like Solyndra. Remember, Solyndra was a venture, the White House venture, when Solyndra set up an energy company right here in the city I live in Fremont, California, when President Obama was the president. And I made a video on that as well. And that was an excellent example of the 4-8 energy, right? And see, the company had that energy of Saturn, and there were four buildings there too. I did a whole research on that one. And see, in a very short period of time, it just went straight down. Scuttle, right? So that's how important these energies are. They're very, very important. So your business has to have the right vibration of that kind of business. And say, for example, food business. That'll work very well with numbers like Moon and Neptune, 2 and 7 energy. Look at Safeway, right? If you look at my book, I've given examples of, all these food businesses only. Or if it is, travel related, or if it's dispatch energy, or if it is just, technology, tech, right? And all these things. But then it is also important to understand that, everybody cannot, be an inventor, right? Everybody cannot be a tech genius, right? So that basic stuff is, is in your data world. And that energy is further harmonized by the way you write your name, right? And if that harmony, if those two are in harmony, right, then you'll prosper, you'll do much better. Otherwise, there are a lot of people who come, they have money, made money in some other venture, and then they come and invest it somewhere else, and then nothing works, and they, how it is. So it's a little complicated, but it is important to understand. So the foundation of this whole thought is harmony, harmonize your numbers. And then another thing is, there's certain months in a year, like I'll give you my example, my frequency, I always, it works well in spring and fall, So I know that this season is always good. Now, the beginning of the year, I was Saturn is kind of strong, cold weather, January and Feb, I wouldn't do anything. I wouldn't go and buy a house now or, go out and, I would much avoid, this energy now. And then as this winter weather melts, gets a little warmer, then I step in to kind of do whatever little I know, right? And I work with my clients more aggressively. So that is what it is.
So Jesse, real quick, I mean, we've got about a minute left here. So my birthday is February 27th.
Uh-huh.
What's a couple, 227, what are a couple things you can tell me about what I should avoid? What should I look for? What do I need to harmonize with?
Yeah, so February 27th. So what happens is, let me see here, 9, 6, 3, 6, 9, 9. So 6 and 9. So what is the number outside your house, if it's okay with you? Just the number.
2699.
Oh, so you got 9 twice. Huh? So 9 twice is too much. Yeah, 9 is actually your number. So second is 2, 6.
Yeah, 2699 are part of my home address.
That's very interesting, actually. You see, 6 and 9s are your basic numbers, right? So that is your basic number. And then you have 2699. So you have 9 twice. So sometimes you got you got a heavy dose of Mars there, so which means it's powerful there. This combination has all your numbers, but the 99 sometimes, you have to be a little cautious driving and, a few things like that. But then this can be easily patched, right? So what you can do is, if you get a number one sticker, which is sun energy, like a number one, and if you just have a preferably yellow gold color, right? And if you use the number one right in the beginning before the number two, small enough so that it shifts the energy but doesn't confuse the mailman, and that's it. So that would perfectly sink in, right? And it'll further shift the vibration up. And that's all you need to do. And then for a gemstone, I'd always, something like a turquoise. You can wear a turquoise as the pendant. Turquoise works great on this chakra right here. And turquoise is very good for financial gain. It balances like 4 or 5 planets together. And it's an excellent stone. But the Persian turquoise would be fantastic. You can wear it in a ring if you want to show it. Or a lot of people wear it right here. Like I wear one and you can't see it. So... yes.
I love it. Well, I appreciate that. Jesse Kelsey, The Power of Home Numbers and All About Numbers. We'll put his book, links to his books in the show notes. Jesse, thanks so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Have a great, fantastic remainder of your week. And don't forget, as always, cash flow is king.
become part of Mr. Biz Nation. Follow him on all social media platforms or never miss a show by going to MrBizRadio.com. If you prefer free video content, visit the Mr. Biz YouTube channel or check out his streaming channel, which is available on 100 plus streaming platforms at MrBizNetwork.com.